watch Martavis Bryant also because I went to Clemson with him, but Antonio Brown because I know he's number one receiver, and I'm probably going to be playing against some of the guys that he's playing. He's going against.
You watch anybody to practice the one-handed catches, or is that all just you're practicing?
No, I don't really practice it. It's just instincts more so than practice.
It seemed like you had that one that was out of bounds in Sunday's game. Were you just sort of – it's like you're just practicing to see if you can catch it? I mean
– No, it's just instincts. Yeah, more so than practice. It's just, you know, going out there and catching the ball. I don't really think about it as it happens.
You don't think about it, DeAndre, but it's wowing a lot of people. People are – it's creating a lot of buzz about what you're doing. It may be natural to you, but it really stands out. What do you think about the attention it's drawing?
You know, people have been catching one-hand passes for a long time. You know, I guess now, you know, it's getting more praise than so, you know. But, you know, it's just, you know, guys going out there and catching balls off their instincts. It's not really so much guys going out there thinking about catching on one hand.
You face a high-powered offense like this, do you think, I'm going to be in for a big day because we're going to have to put points on because they're going to put a bunch of points on?
No, we don't really think about what they're going to do. Go out and play our game plan. You know, hopefully we come out with the results we want.
What excites you about this matchup?
They're a good defense. You know, they don't get a lot of praise, but, you know, they got a lot of guys on their defense that can make plays, so we just got to go out and handle our business.
What about with Brian Hoyer coming back this week? You know, the rhythm that you guys have sort of developed and the chemistry, you know, how has that been going so far, and what's his return mean to the team?
It's been going well. You know, and his return means a lot. He's worked hard to get where he is and to recover from the concussion as fast as he did. So, you know, him being back and being a leader of this offense is going to help us out.
We didn't get a chance to talk with you after you met with the media at the podium after the game, but we talked with Cecil, and he said he doesn't think you realize how special you really are. Dwayne Brown said, as far as he's concerned, you're the best receiver in the league. Vince Wilfork said the same thing. What does that mean to you, DeAndre, coming from your teammates?
It means a lot, coming from guys that I'm playing with and, you know, guys that see me develop every day.
Do you not realize where you are right now? Does it not hit you how special you've become?
No, not really.
Paying attention to the standings now? Earlier in the season, you guys were just trying to win some games, but now do you pay attention?
No, we just go out and handle our business. You know, it's really day for day in the NFL. You know, you really can't look at standings or where you are and what you're doing. You have to handle your business in-house.
With the success you're having this season and now other teams are game planning for you and against you, does that change how you game plan or prepare for them?
Not so much. You know, I kind of know, you know, what teams are going to do from studying what they did, you know, against other receivers that's been number one and has had good games, you know. So, you know, just studying other teams and seeing what they did, that's helping me prepare.
What have you thought of the creativity this offense has been adding into it with George and Bill with the Wildcat, with the double passes and all that stuff added to y'all's repertoire, your weapons? What do you think about all that?
Trying to win games however we can. And, you know, I guess that the Wildcat or whatever we did helped us win, so why not?
Are you lobbying to throw the ball or do anything different as well?
Nah, just going out there and wherever they need me, wherever I can help.
Have you ever done that in the past?
Yeah, I did. 2-point conversion. It wasn't a touchdown, though. So.
You threw it?
Yeah.
What game was that?
I'm not exactly sure. Maybe Georgia Tech threw it to Taj Boyd. 2-point conversion. He's a quarterback. He was a quarterback in college, so it didn't surprise me. He made a good pass.
You're ready to do it if you're called upon here.
I'm ready to do anything.
When you look at the Saints and the kind of personnel they have, the size they have at cornerback, how much does that jump out that they're going to try to get that jam and use their size on you?
I've played against big corners before, you know, so that their size, it really doesn't surprise me. I know I play against guys, you know, with size just like me. So it's going to be a good matchup for me.
With Dennis Allen coming in, he has been running their third down D, but now he takes over the whole thing. Do you go so far as to go back and watch Oakland stuff and Denver stuff, or not so much?
Going out and preparing the best way we can against these guys.